This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It's almost the start of a new school year, and soon thousands of college students will return to Colorado for the new semester. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
Some Colorado universities are welcoming record-large freshman classes, including Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. John Marshall, CMU's president, says enrollment is so high, some students are staying in hotels.
We just don't have enough beds, so we're going to keep trying to figure out how to add different housing stock to grow our ability to meet that demand.
Other universities in Colorado and nationwide may face different struggles with enrollment this fall. Last year's botched federal financial aid rollout means many students didn't receive a federal financial aid package, potentially impacting which school they are able to attend. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service plans to hire 250 new wildland firefighters to protect Colorado and other states in the Rocky Mountain region. There are openings for engine operators, hotshot crews, technicians, and dispatchers. The jobs are permanent but seasonal. People can apply and get help with their application on the Forest Service website. Applications will stay open for 1 month, starting this coming Friday. It was too hot this past Saturday for dozens of people at an air show in Colorado Springs. The Springs Fire Department says around 10 people were taken to hospitals for heat-related illnesses, while others cooled down inside. The U.S. Navy's Blue Angels flying team was the entertainment at the air show, along with a parachute team from the Air Force. Colorado Springs has highs in the 80s, Denver hitting 90 this afternoon with a chance for thunderstorms. This is CPR News and KRCC.